Do you need a quick test to see if you have a concussion? Well, there's an app for that. In fact, it was developed by two Falmouth High School sophomores who today were announced as winners of the 2017 Congressional App Challenge for Maine's 1st District. Keith Chardall has more.
Let's say you're having a pickup game of basketball. You go up strong for a rebound and knock heads with another player. Hard. You're not feeling quite right. You want to keep playing, but worry that you might have a concussion. You could pull out your smartphone and fire up an app called Head Start, which asks a series of screening questions, beginning with, what year is it?
And the reason we did that is sort of, you know, the first thing that goes when you get a concussion is critical thinking and sort of, you know, awareness of what's around you.
Co-developer Pawan Yeramelli says the screening then tests memorization of color and number sequences as an indicator of short-term memory. And at one point, a motor skills test.
We'll have targets that show up on the screen, and we ask the user to try and tap them one after the other. So that's just sort of to test hand-eye coordination to make sure that, you know, their finger can go where they're looking, because that's often another thing that'll go once you have a concussion.
If you fail the series of tests, the app advises that you seek medical attention. The screening exercises were developed from criteria outlined by the American Neurological Association. And Yeramelli's project partner, John Wallach, who came up with the idea for the app, says the team got help from other experts as well.
Another kind of source of help was my dad, actually. He's a brain surgeon, really nice guy. He kind of went through our app as we were developing it and, you know, double-checked the test and said, okay, I think this is a good idea.
The Head Start app currently only works on Android devices, but Wallig and Yeramelli say they're thinking of making an Apple-friendly version as well. They'll both travel to a reception on Capitol Hill in April to be recognized with other winners of the Congressional App Challenge. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Chardall.